Hi, everyone. This is the meeting of the Pacifica National Board Coordinating Committee. I'm Wendy Shirell. I'm the convener of this meeting, and I'm going to go ahead and call the roll. I'm calling myself. Wendy from KPFT is here. Bonnie Simmons?
Here.
Grace Aaron?
Here.
Jamie Ross?
Here.
Efia Wangaza? Absent. LaVarn Williams? Joe Wanzala.
Here.
I don't, just for the record, I don't have it. I'm sorry, Joe?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. Just for the record, I don't have anyone listed as the PNB director from WPFW for this committee, and we're looking into that. So, being this first meeting of this new year with this with the new members of the coordinating committee, I don't have in front of us any kind of minutes to approve. I was named convener of the committee. I'm not necessarily, we're going to have an election for chair and for secretary at some point. Since we don't have all the members here, I'm suggesting that we just elect a secretary or a chair pro tem for tonight. And does anybody have nominations?
I nominate Wendy.
Okay. Are there any other nominations? All right, this is not going to be a big deal. I'm happy to do it for tonight and coordinate whatever we need to do to get the next meeting going. And then hopefully on that agenda, we'll talk about electing a chair for the coordinating committee. All right, Jamie Ross indicated that he'd volunteer to take minutes for this meeting. Thank you so much, Jamie. So for the first, this is just basically just a two-item agenda. We've got to talk about the PNB meeting coming up in April. There will be an in-person meeting of the board again, and we need to set a date for that. And then I think in future meetings is probably when we'll talk more about what we're going to get done at that meeting. But we do need to set a date so that everybody can start planning for it. And then the other item to the agenda is Pacifica website. The section dealing with the Pacifica board and board minutes. And that's really all that we need to do tonight as far as I know. If there's any other agenda items, anybody please let me know. And hearing none.
I do have one tiny thing. Could we just talk about the info with the members of committees? I'm sorry, I should have thought of it a few minutes ago.
Committee roster?
Yes.
Okay.
It'll be like 2 minutes.
Okay. I'll just put that after this website thing. It's kind of you're talking about internal, well, I guess not exactly internal, but okay, I got it. Okay, so if it's okay with everyone, we'll just go right to setting the date for the PNB meeting. Does anybody have any ideas on that?
Bonnie.
Okay. Bonnie?
We're working on it. I have a couple of questions that maybe y'all can answer, which would help us a little bit. The first weekend that makes any sense is going to be the April 24th, 5/26.
Uh-huh.
With a backup of the following weekend of May 1st, 2nd, and 3rd. But if we can make the location work, I think that best for those of us at KPFA, if we can do it the weekend of the 24th, 25th, and 26th. What I would like to suggest is that we not lock that in tonight, because I'm still doing a lot of research, as is Lem, on locations for meeting space and just hotel considerations. And we are still 8 weeks out from it. Because I would hate to really lock everybody into a date and then find out that because of availability or some other factor that we have to consider moving it. And I'm not suggesting that we put it off very long. I just would like a few more days for us to be able to work on it. What do you think the board is going to want to do? Should we be assuming that most people are going to want to stay in other people's houses?
Well, do you think that you can come up with a pool of houses?
Anybody else got any help on that? Joe, do you have any ideas on that?
Well, we could in theory. When you say a pool, I don't know how many that would be. I mean, I certainly know there are people who would host, you know, TMB members, but...
You do think so?
Yeah, I mean, I can't say for sure how many, but certainly, yes.
This is Grace. Can I speak to that?
Sure. Go ahead.
In my experience, I'm the only one who has experience with this, I think. The first most important thing to do is find the venue as quickly as possible, because the housing is best if it's very close to the venue.
Yeah.
So finding the venue would be the first priority, and the housing second, because it was pretty easy to find people to house PNB.
Grace, can you speak up a little? I'm sorry, I can barely hear you.
Okay. It was very easy for me to find people to house PNB members. The problem was more the logistics of them getting to the meeting
right.
and back. So the first thing is to find a really good location for the meeting, and then the two things can't be done simultaneously, but the earlier you find the venue, the better.
Right. Well, I mean, that's obviously our plan. I just was sort of curious as to whether what people thought about whether people would be willing to forego staying in a hotel for the most part.
Well, since half already opted for that and didn't seem to be unhappy with it, they seem to be fairly happy with the housing, I'm sure that at least half would be willing to do the same thing again.
Yeah, I would. In fact, I already have a house and a car, so I can even help maybe drive, pick people up to bring them to the meeting.
Okay.
This is Afia. I just wanted to let you all know that I'm on the call.
Hi, Afia.
Hi.
So, it makes it really difficult to find to do anything if you don't have a date, but...
I just can't lock in yet on the location on a specific date, but I feel like the weekend of the 24th to the 26th is going to be the one that pans out.
I hope so.
It happens that a number of... if we moved it to the first weekend of May, there seemed to be less booking conflicts at different locations for that weekend. But there is a reason that I'm hopeful that we will still end up in a good building on the weekend of the 24th through the 26th, because, honestly, KPFA starts their fund drive 2 days into May.
Mm.
And it's really, you know, we really need to concentrate on this fund drive. So it would be more ideal, certainly for us, if it were the weekend of the 24th through the 26th. And I'm feeling more confident than I was now that we're going to find a good location that will be that weekend.
Can I ask a question, please?
Sure, go ahead.
Could someone, since they are so tied up, well, my first question is under the bylaws, when is the meeting supposed to be?
In March.
And secondly, since they are so tied up, is there somebody in the national office or a volunteer could be recruited to focus on this and let them go ahead and deal with their issues?
We know how many are in the national office, hardly any.
If that's what you're asking, I'd be happy to stop.
Could they recruit somebody to help?
Who do you mean they?
Could somebody in the national office just recruit someone to help just focus on the issue of organizing the meeting?
Lemlem and I actually have kind of taken it on. If you'd like us to back off, we will.
No, I think it was a question, and I think the answer, Afia, is no. I think it you know, we need, I mean, there. If they're willing to do it, I think that we need to go with that. We need, there's no one in the national office. Everyone's been laid off.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know who you'd ask there. There's only Lynn and LaVarne and Donna part-time.
We need volunteers to help with this, and I think, you know, we also need the support of the GM. So, but can, well, I don't want to interrupt. Is there anything else?
Well, I'm hearing a March meeting winding up in May.
I'm sorry, but we weren't actually directed to look for March. I believe we were directed by Grace to look in April.
Well, just because, you know, the planning hadn't begun, and it's out of the question with this type of a meeting, where we're trying to have it be as inexpensive as possible to do it with less than a month's notice. I mean, it's already the middle of February. It's already the end of February.
Yeah.
March is out of the question. So it's got to be April.
And Bonnie,
it'd be best to have it be April.
The weekend of the 17th, 18th, and 19th is another big KPFA event.
It's our 60th anniversary.
Okay. Exactly then. Okay.
Yeah.
And it doesn't make any sense to have the PNB there. I mean, I'd love to be there for a 60th anniversary. But
the thing is that even if we were having the PNB meeting then, we're going to be in PNB meetings.
Right. I got it.
Exactly work.
Yeah.
But I think that we're going to come up with a good space, and I'm hopeful that it will be in Berkeley.
Sure.
There are more spaces available in San Francisco, but there's a couple of problems, I think, inherent in doing that. I did also put out calls to Marin Headlands, although I'm a little leery of it for a couple of reasons, but there is a really nice meeting space out there.
It's the retreat place. Huh?
Yeah, it's a little bit more of a retreat place than it is, I think, convenient for a meeting where lots of listeners will want to come to be able to make public comment. It's a little bit far away, and there isn't really public transportation very adequately laid out there.
Good.
It's pretty if that's the same place where I researched myself last year,
mm-hmm.
The accommodations for the attendees are pretty primitive.
There's a hostel there that has a very small number of semi-private rooms. Everything else there is kind of dormitories.
Yeah, with like 10 or 15 people per room, right?
Yeah.
In bunk bed type.
The hostel has some doubles, but they're not very many. You know, there's maybe a handful.
As I recall, there is a hotel or a motel 10 or 15 minutes away for those who can't deal with the accommodations at the place itself. But from what I can recall, it's kind of like, you know, 10 or more people per room in bunk beds type accommodations, hostel type accommodations.
Well, here's what I'm wondering, though. What I thought we were going to do in this meeting was pick a date, and Bonnie's asking us not to lock them into a date. I'm hearing Afia loud and clear to not let it get too far back. I'm telling you right now, I can't do the first weekend in May. I have the biggest event of my whole work year is just a couple of days after that. So, what I wanted to do was to pick April 24th, 25th, and 26th.
Look, I don't mean to be making it difficult. I mean, if you want to pick 24th through 26th, I'm pretty confident that we'll be able to work out the meeting space for that weekend. I would like to get a few more of these people calling me back. I'm just a very conservative person about committing on things like meeting space because I'm unwilling to book any meeting space that I don't actually go look at. It's just what I do. So if you feel really pressed to do that on this meeting, I think we should look at that weekend, and I think that it's better actually for KPFA also that weekend than it is the following weekend.
I mean, how about this? Obviously, if we pick that and it's just not possible, then we can come back and change it.
Right. I mean, I'm hopeful we'll have this wrapped up in a week. You know, I'm not saying wait a month.
Could I suggest that we set it for that date, and if necessary, that we hire Donna to assist with filling in whatever gaps have to be filled in at such point as may become necessary, so that we can proceed with planning and making other arrangements that are cost effective. Particularly airfares and such.
I'll also ask Chris Neera if she has any time to put into this in the national office.
If it's on finding a meeting space, if you would kindly just ask them to contact me so that I could fill them in on the things that we've already checked.
Well, how about if we have you continue to coordinate it, but utilize, find out what Donna's availability is and what Chris's availability is to give you some help.
Sure, I'm sure.
How's that?
Would love to have their help. I think that we were hoping that we would be able to rely on Donna's experience in having done this so many times before.
Right.
Once we were, you know, I think the only thing that we really have to lock is the building for the meeting. And then I'm sure that we can work all the rest of the details and that Donna could really be a lot of help on that.
This is Joe.
Go ahead, Joe.
Yeah, no, I was just wondering, Bonnie, can you give an idea of some of the places you've looked at? Because it may or may not be useful.
I'm looking at Preservation Park in Oakland, although... that particular weekend, they're not available on the Sunday, so I pretty much ruled that out. Golden Gate University in San Francisco. Berkeley City College hasn't gotten back to me yet. Marin Headlands, I have a couple of calls into them, and I hope that they will get back to me tomorrow. The International House, UC Berkeley. What else have I looked at? I want to look at Mission Bay. UCSF Mission Bay has a beautiful new conference center. What else did I look at? I don't have all my notes here. I'm sorry.
That's good enough. I'll just kind of get a general sense.
That would
also factor into...
no rabbits out of hats. You know, it's the
sure.
usual conference centers.
And Joe, you had found a place in Berkeley, hadn't you? But the only problem with it was it wasn't wheelchair accessible, as I recall.
Well, that was the Center for Third World Organizing, yes. But I don't know whether that issue has been resolved yet.
They're not wheelchair accessible. It's a big problem.
Well, of course, yeah. That's why we didn't do it last year. But
can I hear what Joe has to say about that?
Yeah, no, I was just saying, when I spoke to them last year, I guess they said they were in the process of trying to, you know, resolve that. So they may or may not have resolved that by now. I haven't checked.
Can you check and then get the info to Bonnie?
Yeah, I'd be happy.
Because that would probably be one of the least expensive venues, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it was very inexpensive. I can't remember what the figures would be.
And what about the location? Where is it located?
It's in sort of East Oakland. It's not near a lot, you know. It's in Oakland. It's about, I don't know, factoring in traffic on a busy weekend afternoon, or evening, it's probably, I don't know, half an hour away from the station kind of thing, for example, if people want to go to the station afterwards. But it's not in a central sort of business, you know, it's not around a lot of stuff. It's kind of in the residential area, actually. But, you know, there's pros and cons. The cost is low, but it's not near stuff.
Hey, Grace, could I ask, what was the total that we spent on the meeting space in L.A.?
Well, the original amount was $1,175, but we were charged $250 extra because a cleaning fee, because the place was a mess when we left it, and another $75 because we made 1,500 copies on their machine. Believe it or not. So we paid for the paper and the toner. So the total cost, what does that come to? $1,175 plus $75 is $1,250.
Yeah, about $1,500.
So $1,500 altogether for the whole weekend.
That's still awesome.
Yeah, I think that we're going to be able to come in around the same amount of money. So.
Oh,
yay.
Great. Yay.
So I'm really cheap, so...
That's good.
Okay. This is Yusia. Can I ask or
go ahead?
Maybe even make another proposal. I apologize that I'm coming in late. But the question that comes to my mind is whether or not it would move things along more quickly if Bonnie gave Donna her list and had Donna to vet them and then get it either through Bonnie or through Bonnie and Grace update us on where things are so that we can, like, prioritize them as to how time would be spent in pursuing them. Because some of them, it sounds to me like they're a waste of time to bother with at all.
Well, here's what I'm thinking. If we could we have a motion to that we're looking at this, that we want this meeting to be the weekend of April 24th, 25th, and 26th?
Second.
Is there any objection to that? Like I said, obviously, if we can't find something affordable in that time, and we'll know within the week, then we could ask for some kind of emergency meeting or something to pick a different date. But let's just go with that right now. Okay, now we have a date. I really am kind of, you know, if we have volunteers working on this, it sounds like Bonnie has actually put some time into this, and Lem is our host GM, and we really need her in on this too. Obviously, we will have the national office be helping because they're the ones who have to guarantee payment on things and stuff like that. I think, you know, since we've got, I don't know, LaVarne isn't on the call tonight, but between Grace and LaVarne and Lem and Bonnie, and we also have Joe on this committee who's in that signal area, do we really need to have a motion now assigning it to someone in the national office?
No. No. Bonnie has stepped forward to do this. I think that she should be allowed to continue to coordinate it with Lem. And then if she needs extra support help, I will request that either Christine or Donna help her out. How's that?
My question is that it's not left open-ended, that the place is identified and secured within some reasonable period of time so that we can proceed and it doesn't wind up sloshing along and into May. So
I think we're all with you on that. I mean, we have to book flights and everything, so...
So my motion would be that that a place be secured by not later than Friday week.
Then when?
That's fine.
Friday week. Friday a week from this coming Friday.
Oh, okay.
Absolutely.
That's
if
fine. I'm
sooner.
Really hopeful that we'll have it before then anyway.
Friday, okay. March 6th.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, well, I don't think there's any objection to that. We appreciate it. One thing, Bonnie, is one of my big things throughout all these PNV meetings is I really, since the members change out so much, they really all need to at least see the radio station one time, hopefully.
We're thinking about when to have some kind of reception.
Yeah. I mean, even if they stayed in San Francisco or somewhere else, it could still be like a little organized BART trip with a caravan of people picking them up or something.
If we end up in San Francisco, and I'm kind of hoping that we end up in the East Bay anyway,
mm-hmm.
but we'll either be somewhere really close to BART, and
yeah.
that's very, very convenient to KPFA because the Berkeley BART station is really close.
Yeah.
Or, you know, at the very worst, we could organize, you know, that one trip.
Yeah, okay.
This is Joe.
Go ahead, Joe.
Yeah, so what about the business with the hotel? I mean, one of the, obviously, as you all know, the approach generally has been, I'm sure Bonnie and I have been thinking about this, in some cases, you're trying to get, or the way you've done it is, you know, sort of a one-stop shopping, trying to find a location that can accommodate people as well as house them. And that's obviously very difficult and more expensive generally, I suppose. But has there been also some research or legwork done regarding places for people to stay other than people's homes?
Yeah, go ahead, Bonnie.
That's why I asked the question about whether you thought that people would want to be staying in people's houses. If we are going to do an all-in-one, which is meeting space within the hotel, the only way that that becomes financially viable is if a number of people are staying in the hotel and you can guarantee the hotel a certain number of room nights. If we are thinking of having most people stay off of premises, then it's not as easy to just rent space for meetings in hotels. They generally make the prices on those meeting spaces contingent upon how many room nights you have in the hotel. So that's really why I was asking. There are three situations that I know in the East Bay that make sense at hotels that have large meeting spaces. One of them is the DoubleTree, where we've had many PNB meetings in the past. And I was sitting back on it, not going the hotel route until I heard from you guys whether you thought there was a possibility that we should try to do hotel meeting space in the same place as the room.
Obviously, there's a pro to it, you know, because then people are there in the same premises and you can conceivably get them to the table faster, but even then that doesn't always work. But did you want to talk, Joe?
I just had a question about how much it has cost, if you have any figures for how much that has cost in the past and what the minimum number of people would be necessary to have stay at the hotel to make it feasible to, you know, to do it that way. In other words, if say just for, you know, thinking it through, if say, you know, we're able to get half the PNB members to stay in housing, you know, to be housed by people locally, and then, you know, would 12 people be enough to stay at the hotel in order for us to secure a deal on the meeting space, or I mean, do we know any of that information?
My answer to that is maybe, because hotel business is not very good right now.
Uh-huh.
So hotels are having to do deals that they normally would not do. What I'd like to do, and I didn't want to go ahead and do it on my own without maybe Grace, you, was talking to Donna, I would like to research with Donna and just find out what the costs were in the past at the DoubleTree in Berkeley, so that if I were calling them, I would have an idea of what we've done there in the past so that I could better negotiate it.
Okay.
But as I said, you know, if I go to them and say, we're going to do 12 hotel rooms a night, and I book meeting space with them based upon that in their minds, it's difficult to go back to them later and say, oops, actually it's only 5 rooms.
Here's what I would suggest on that. I wonder if maybe if Donna would have time to just call them herself on this and just and get a bid on what it would cost for the full PNB at, you know, the way they make us do it. That might be kind of easy for her to do because she's done it so many times before, and maybe they'll, and we also, you know, that's a Hilton chain and we build up points. There's different kinds of ways that we get a better deal there. It might be a good idea to get an estimate on that as opposed to these other places.
Grace, would it be, is it fine if I just give Donna a call and find out if I can get that accomplished?
Sorry, I was muted. Yeah, that's fine.
Cool.
I'll alert her to that.
Excellent.
Or tell her that if I don't get to, if I forget or something, just tell her that I said it was okay. But, you know, the thing is, as I recall in past, in the amounts we were spending for these meetings was very high.
Yes.
So I don't know if her past experience is going to be of any benefit because of the fact that we were going kind of upscale with the meeting.
I'd like to at least have a conversation with her because she has experience working with those people.
Oh, sure, of course.
And I think that's fine. Always helpful.
Good idea.
Okay, are we at enough of a place we can move on to the next item?
I think so.
I think so, too.
Can I ask a question?
Sure.
So far I've got what's been agreed to is that motion we want to be meeting on 24/24 to 4/26. No objection, then motion that a meeting location be secured by Friday, March 6th. Is there anything else that we decided here?
No.
Okay.
Okay. So the next item is, I'm just calling it PNB, or, I should just read what I wrote. Updates to board section of Pacifica website. As it stands right now, the list of board members is not correct. So we need to get that updated. We don't need a motion on that or anything. I think that we can get that done, no problem. I just wanted to bring it up because I looked at it before the meeting and there it was. One thing, though, that is really serious is that we don't have... We only have certain Pacifica meeting minutes from 2008 up on our website, and we really need to get the rest of the minutes compiled. A lot of them, I think there's a lot of them that have been approved. They just aren't up on the web yet,
mm-hmm.
And this is going to take a bunch of sorting through lots and lots of email and lots of computer documents, and so... I wonder if anybody has any ideas how to help get this done, because it's really important that we get it done.
Yeah, if there are any people who can put in a little volunteer time with this, it would be helpful.
Obviously, if you weren't even on the PNB last year, you're not going to be... you could still help, because then you can help just keep on it. But everybody on this committee was on the PNB last year. I'm going to be looking through my stuff and trying to figure out which ones have been approved. I know Jack came up with a pretty good list of ones that needed to be done. And so we just really need to get help on getting this done. and we're going to have to lean on volunteers, you know, of our board members, and ask people to go above and beyond to help us get that done. So, I mean, I am happy that everybody on this committee was here last year, and so it seems like we should be able to, like, each be responsible for certain dates or something. I don't know how to do it. What do you guys think?
This is Joe. Just one clarifying thing. You're asking about actually gathering the minutes we posted, as opposed to actual. I'm assuming, do we have somebody that can actually work on the website to update material?
Yeah,
okay.
John L. Mella will be able to get everything posted.
Okay.
On the website. And,
right, and we just have to give them stuff to post.
Yeah.
All right.
And like I said, there are a lot of these sets of minutes that aren't up there that actually have been approved. But
Wendy, do you think, it occurs to me that probably the person who would have all these minutes gathered would be Jack. You think you could call Jack and see if he can send you all of them?
But I would also expect us to do a little bit of digging before we went that route. You know, it's not his job to keep us organized. He did it.
What I'm trying to say is he may have it all in one place, in one file of his. You know, it might take him like 5 minutes to send one of us all of the minutes.
No, yeah, it's very true, and he always felt that this is important, and I'm sure he still does, even though he's not on the board.
Yeah.
But then, and also, you know, the prior secretary will have some of this stuff, too. It's just, we need people to stay on it.
You know, I don't think the staying on it is not the problem. In fact, we're going to have Richard is going to do everything from this point forward. But so that's not going to be a problem. The problem is, it's if we have all the minutes for 2008, it's then a simple task to look in the minutes and see which ones were approved and which ones weren't. And then it's just a matter of I will then put the ones that weren't approved on the agenda to be approved. Then we'll have a whole year of approved minutes that can go on the website. It's really just 1, 2, 3. The first thing is just to get all the minutes gathered together and figure out if we have any missing sets of minutes.
We do.
Absolutely, huh?
Yeah. There are some that are in the prior secretary's computer. I've gotten a lot of different explanations on that. I think the first step is to gather up all the ones that we have. And there are some that we might have to actually go. We have the audio recordings on all of them, which is, you know, dynamite. Thank goodness for, you know, John and this archiving of all the meetings. But getting them onto pieces of paper is another story. But, yeah, if we end up having to do that, we do have people that we can ask to transcribe them. It just has to be done. It should have been enforced last year. It needs to be enforced this year. And we're off to a great start. We already have, you know, the minutes for the in-person meeting are already posted on Pacifica.org, and we've been approving the minutes this year, and that's great. But we need to reconstruct them all from last year.
Yeah.
All right, so, yes, I would be willing to contact some of the people that were paying good attention to that. However, I need people writing me and saying, hey, did you do that yet?
Oh. Do we have anyone who likes being a nag?
Actually, that's usually my
job.
Well, that's one of the most important jobs in any organization.
I know.
You know.
I'll give it a shot.
Okay.
Nag Wendy.
Well, let's all look through our stuff from last year, please. Anything that talks about minutes, and see what we've got. Anyway, I will try to compile a list of what I think we've got.
Okay, that would be a good start. And then when we have, we've exhausted all of our resources, then I will start working on Mary Berg.
Okay.
Maybe I should start working on her first.
Well, maybe put a bug in her ear so she'll start working on herself, and then...
That's exactly right.
Okay.
Slowly hone in.
Because that job is not finished, you know, and some of this, you know, she said that some of it actually, well, find out what she has would be great.
Let's just hope she has all of them, because reconstructing from the audio is at least 6 to 9 hours per meeting.
Well, and we know that she took the notes during the time. It's just that we've had, you know, 1,000 meetings.
Well, not quite that many.
Almost.
It felt like it. I'll tell you that.
All right. All right. So the I guess that's pretty exhausted. But as far as the committee roster item, Bonnie, go ahead. What is it that you want to talk about?
No, I just realized that there is an updated list that fixed some of the problems with the initial list.
Okay.
So maybe I could just withdraw it.
Okay.
Okay, well, let's just make a statement. The PNB needs a real accurate committee roster, and hopefully the stations are... When's your March meeting, Bonnie?
14th.
Wow, it's a mid-March meeting. Okay, well, hopefully all the stations will have, you know, elected all their committee members very soon. And we can really get started with the 2009 set of committee people. All right. Is there anything else? Do you guys want to adjourn? Do we want, let's decide when our next meeting is going to be.
Yeah.
Shoot, I should have had the calendar open before I said that.
Is 2 weeks from now good? I'm afraid to make it longer than that.
What date is that? March 11th? That's not good for me.
Not good? It doesn't have to be on Wednesdays. I'm looking at the calendar at KPFTX. We've got, what about March 10th? Tuesday, March 10th?
That's good for me.
We just have to remember to not do Thursdays if we don't have to, because Bonnie has a radio show, and what else? Wednesdays end up being kind of difficult because there's LSB meetings, but anyway, not always.
Sunday, March 8th is the next PNB teleconference.
Okay. Well, can we just, let's just go with Tuesday, March 10th anyway and see where we are on the PNB meeting. I mean, that we our deadline is March 6th.
Okay.
To have made a decision on that. What do you think, Bonnie?
The 10th's okay with me.
Okay.
Good.
Is everybody good with that?
Yeah.
I'm going to post it right now. Do you guys want 8:30, 5:30, or... Do you want it? Can you do 5 o'clock instead? Is that better?
8:30 is better for me because I'm responsible for our station on Tuesday and Thursday nights.
Okay, perfect. All right. So 8:30 on March 10th, Tuesday, March 10th.
Yeah, just to let you know, John Almella is searching around for a free conference call services for the committee meetings. And also other conference call companies that we can use, because we're having too much trouble with not being able to mute, with interference, and all kinds of things. So we're looking for a service that will afford us more control over the PNB teleconferences.
Okay,
hopefully
good.
We'll find one before the next teleconference.
Okay. You guys want to adjourn now?
Yes.
Motion to adjourn?
I so move.
So move. See you on the 10th.
Bye.
Okay, thanks, Bonnie, for all your help with the meeting today.
Yes, thank you.
Okay.
Great.
All right,
good job, Wendy.
All right, thanks.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.